One other thing just to throw in for the general public, for book buyers, Michael mentioned earlier we were talking about condition of books and fine book and fine dust jacket. Don't throw away your dust jackets. Keep them with the book. And also, one, I don't want to say, well, it is, it's a sign of a good used bookstore, is if you notice most of our books, all of our books, hardback books, are in plastic covers.
There are archival Mylar protective sleeves.
And book shopping, look for that.
That's something that we found out that really the used bookstores in Kentucky, they don't do. This is more of a West Coast and East Coast tradition. And our book mentors are, as they like to be called, our book parents in Las Vegas. This is how they trained us. They told us to go ahead and do the protective Mylars in all of our books because it would make our store stand out from others, which it has, because we had a lady come in, she looked around, went home, brought her husband in about a week or two later because he's a book collector, and she said, "See, I told you, they had all their books in plastic."
I don't know anything about books, but they're in plastic, so they must be good.
And he bought a couple signed books that day.
So you can take an old book and do that to it, sure. Wow.
It protects the dust jacket. If it's an older book, and if the dust jacket is starting to fall apart, and we can put it in a they're archival safe, and we can put in a protective Mylar, and put it back on the book, and it protects it. Mm-hmm. But it makes it, like I said, it makes it stand out from other bookstores because other bookstores in Kentucky don't do this.